Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Considering the number of glancing blows, accidental knocks, colossal clouts, biffs, bashes, and wallops that HMS Troutbridge has suffered through our draft's whimsical navigation, it's no surprise that she needs a refit desperately.
Show your pass.
No, you don't wish to be admitted, so write down your pass and sign it.
That's quite right, Fatso. You tell him. Yeah. Drunk with power, that's what he is. They're all the same. A couple of yards of blue serge, half a dozen chromium buttons, a flat hat, and what have you got? Hitler.
Are you two coming in or not?
In our time, my man, yes. For the next 6 minutes, my friend Abel Seaman Goldstein and I are still on leave.
And we are spending it out here, not in there.
Adolf.
Yeah. Johnson.
What?
Isn't that Mr. Phillips' old car?
Yes, it was.
Hello, you chaps. You know, I could have sworn there was room to park between those two cars.
Well, there is. Now you've bashed all their wings off, sir.
Yes, I wonder who they belong to.
Well, I can tell you that, sir. The one on the left is used by C&C Dockyard and the other is the Admiral, sir.
Oh, law.
Yeah, what's going on? Whose car done that? Who owns it?
Owns what, Constable?
That car. That jam in the sandwich. Is it yours, sir?
No, as a matter of fact, yes.
No. No, I've never seen it before in my life. In any case, I haven't got a license for it.
Oh, well. So many chances easy. You will see all fast. Oh!
What on earth is
it? It's Abel Seaman Ginger, sir. I know that lurch anywhere.
Yeah.
Hello, Fatso. Hello, Stuffy. Hello, Blimey. It's an officer. Ginger Beam and Sabre reporting, sir. I'm back.
Bully for you.
So enchanted evening. You will see a dockyard. You will see...
Ginger, if you don't get aboard this enchanting evening, all you'll see is the unenchanting rattle. Come on.
Certainly, but I shall steam there under me own get. One to get ready, one to get steady, go. So enchanted evening. You... Here, who put down this road? It's elastic.
Yes, I think I'd better follow him in case that elastic road catapults him into the sea. Are you two coming in now?
No, not yet, sir. We still have 4 minutes and 15 seconds leave left. And the chief asked us to be sure and meet him outside the dockyard gates.
Oh, I see. Well, enjoy the rest of your leave.
Thank you, sir. We shan't bother to send a card.
So enchanted evening, you will see ya.
Oh, Lord. Ginger Beeman Sabre's having his bath night.
I'll see you aboard after I've been to the squadron office with number one and the captain.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hello, a taxi.
Found me just in time. Here, how much on the clock, Sterling Moss?
17 and 6.
Oh, keep it off the price. Here, right, I'll take me colleagues will oblige. Yeah, come on, my lucky lads. Cut up for Johnsy.
Well, now we know why we had to wait, don't we? We were queuing up to get done.
All right, stop muttering, lads. Stop muttering. He hasn't switched the meter off yet. Come on, Taffy. Oh, yeah. There you are, my man. A pan. And I'll keep the change. Oh, well, I'm here. What's happened to the welcome back to Chiefy, then? Hey, where's the welcome back to Chiefy turnout? Why aren't you two waving your little flags on little pearls?
We're on leave.
Yeah, for another 1 minute and 12 seconds.
Precisely.
No, will that explain?
Ah, that's how. Dear old Fatso.
Yeah?
How did you know what time it was?
Well, I just looked at me new watch and I read it on... No, I didn't. No, I haven't got one. I saw the town hall clock. Bong, 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 bong. Half past. Johnson's going in. Where's me pass? Quick, come back here.
You come back here, dumpling body. Come on now. Show me your watch. Come on, show me your watch. I want to admire it.
No, you don't. You want to knock it off.
Knock it off. Knock it off. Did you hear that? Knock it off. Johnson, how could you?
Well, I couldn't, but you could. As clean as a...
Now, then, Johnson, how long before we have to report now, eh?
Coming up to 45 seconds right now.
Ah, culture. You have got a tick-tock.
I could scream. I think I will. Ah!
That'll do! My word. Ooh, that's a very handsome gent's timepiece, I must say.
Well, I'm a very handsome gent.
Johnson.
That watch is Abel Seaman Johnson's. It's been in my family for years. It's a family heirluminous.
Heirluminous? You mean heirloom?
No, I don't. It glows in the dark, heirluminous.
Yeah, you lot! Are you coming in or not?
Well, if you ask us nicely, we might, yeah.
All right. Show us your pass.
Very well, but I'm not expecting to stay. My extension on compassionate grounds must have been delayed in the post. But me dear old white-haired mother's twinging screws had got her in a vice-like grip just as she was coming out of the...
Very nasty, I'm sure. But save the gruesome details for your own officer. Next! Show your pass.
Here you are. But there's nothing in Queen's regulations against saying please, you know. My Aunt Gwyneth ought to have a go at you. She's the one for teaching manners. One word out of place and she caught you a fourpenny one with a wooden spoon right in the pudding basin.
Nick, where's your pops?
Here you are. It's right in me. That's funny. Oh, it must be in me. No, it's not. Perhaps I put it in me. Help, I've lost me part. Let me in. I want to be admittance. Oi, chief. I want to be vouched for.
Sorry, Fatso. I know it wouldn't take a tick, but I haven't got the time. Have I?
And you're something well not getting it either. Let me in. I'll get done for being absent.
Yes, Johnson, you will, won't you?
Who said that? Oh, it's you, number one, sir.
Yes, Johnson. Didn't you recognize my bell-like tones? I recognized yours about a mile away.
They won't admittance me, sir.
Why not? Isn't the gate wide enough?
No, sir. I lost me pass, sir.
Oh, well, I'll get you in, but you want to be careful, you know.
Careful, sir?
You're a bit late. You want to get yourself a watch.
Oh, I got one, sir. Look, it's an heirluminous. Oh. It's gone. I never felt a thing. He's whipped it off me wrist. Believe.
Where's your pop?
Not you. I want a real one. Johnson's been robbed.
Johnson, be quiet.
I want the heirluminous watch. Let me in. He's rotten. That's what he is. Rotten, rotten.
Hello. Squadron office. Captain Povey here. What? No. Captain Povey. Oh, do you think so? Oh, well, I wouldn't have gone so far as to, so far as richly deserve myself, but you could be right. It's a funny thing, I just can't get used to it myself. Yeah, what? No, I mean being called Captain Povey. Oh, not at all. No, nice of you to call. Drop in next time you're passing. The name's on the door. Captain Povey. You can't miss it. Yeah, what? No, it does not light up. Goodbye. Sour grapes. Come in.
We have to report to the squadron office, sir. We're the officers from...
Oh, lovely, Thunderguts.
My word, he pops up everywhere, doesn't he?
Yes, Lieutenant Commander Staunton, I do.
This has come as a bit of a surprise to us, Commander Povey. We thought...
Captain Povey, number one?
Yes, that's what I... Come again?
Captain Povey.
Oh, dear. Perhaps we've been away too long.
What was that?
He said it's a pity you've had to wait so long.
No, he didn't, old fruit. He said perhaps... My goodness me, you two have got nasty colds, haven't you?
We're liable to catch another one if you don't keep quiet, sir.
Now, look here. There's been an understandable delay in Troutbridge's refit, so she's not yet completed. When they got her into dry dock, the dockyard people wanted to know if you'd been playing boops a daisy with every other ship in the fleet.
Oh, we had, sir.
What's that?
Mr. Phillips said that's bad, sir.
Yes, thank you, sir, yes. One all, sir.
You know, I'm a proper old cloth ears today. I could have sworn Phillips said we... You know, if you ask me, you two ought to be in the sick bay. You're in a shocking state, you know. Mm,
so was Troutbridge, Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
Was she really? Well, I'm not surprised.
You're not?
No, old Mudhook. Every time we put to sea, we played bumps a daisy with her. These two won't last the night, you know.
Commander...
Captain?
Captain Povey, are we to understand that you're now commanding the squadron here?
I am.
Well, in that case, those chaps better get a move on with the refit so that we can go back to the island.
There's no hurry. Didn't I tell you?
Tell us what, sir?
You're not going back to the island. During your leave, I've had it paid off.
Oh, that's jolly nice of you, sir, taking the trouble to... I don't think I feel very well.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
If we're not going back to the island...
Yes, sir?
Which of us is going to tell C.P.O. Pertwee?
Cool. Sir, I've just had a thought. Sir, what about Heather?
Good heavens, yes.
One moment, gentlemen. Come in.
You buzzed, sir.
Heather... Oh, lummy.
Good gracious.
I believe you know my new secretary, gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Intimately.
Mr. Phillips.
What? Yes. How do you do, madam? Haven't we met somewhere before?
We have, but I doubt if we ever shall again. At least, not until I find out which of you two fixed me up with this ducky little draft.
Well, it wasn't us. We've been drafted, too.
Oh, well, that settles it. Just wait till I get my hands on C.P.O. Pertwee.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What is?
You can tell him we're not going back to the island.
Rest assured, gentlemen, I have reserved the pleasure of imparting this particular little bit of news to the chief myself. I can hardly wait.
Well, I'm afraid you may have to, sir. The chief of the dockyard police wants you to ring him at once.
Oh, does he? What is it this time?
Well, somebody's wrecked two staff cars by trying to park in between them.
What?
One belongs to the C&C and the other belongs to the Admiral.
I say, I wouldn't like to be the chap who owns the one in the middle. Da, di-do-do, da-da, di-do, da, di-do, dum.
You were saying, Mr. Phillips?
Was I, sir? Well, don't let me in future. Cool. Did you enjoy your leave, sir?
Yes, thank you. What did you do?
Oh, just motoring around.
Yes, I thought you might have done. I take it your car's well run in now, isn't it?
Remarkably well, sir.
Will you two stop chuntering? Heather, ring the police chief and tell him to get those staff cars down to maintenance at once.
Aye, aye, sir. Oh, what about the Dodgem car in the middle?
Oh, I should say... I should send that as well, and I'll pick it up did you enjoy your leaves, huh?
Yes, thank you. Mind you, the weather could have been...
Will you two be quiet, please? Tell them to get rid of that confounded thing. I don't care where they dump it, but get rid of it.
Aye, aye, sir.
And now, gentlemen, you'd better get aboard Troutbridge. She's in number 2 dry dock.
Aye, aye, sir.
And please try not to start another strike.
We've only just settled the last one.
Well, we won't, sir, but CPO Pertwee may when he hears the news. No.
It's a car bomb! That's what it is. It's a whacking great monumental car bomb. That's what it is. Who did it? Who did it? That's what I want to know. All right, who did it? That's what I want to know. Who did it? Who did it? Pertwee requires the gent's guts for gardeners. What's more, I'll have his kneecaps for inkwells.
Well, don't look at me. I'll be.
Ah! I wasn't going to look at you, Ginger. You look like Whistler's mother at the best of times. But with an hangover and flu, you look like his great-grandfather.
I fell off road into a puddle.
That wasn't a puddle, you clown. You dunked yourself in the dock.
Oh, I thought it was a bit deep for a puddle.
Well, it wasn't deep enough. Nanny. Control, Pertwee, control. Who did it? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Who did it?
Nobody. I just felt like a swim.
Look, I wasn't talking about your freestyle flounder and flap about. I mean, who prized Pertwee off the island?
I don't know, but I'll lay 6-4 it was another Pertwee. It would have had to have been.
Yeah, and the snag is, they're all suspect. Any one of them may have done, Johnsy.
Natty little problem, innit?
Yeah, all right, that's enough out of you, titanit. What? And you, you ginger-headed gesundheit.
That's typical, isn't it? Never a word of comfort for the sick and ailing.
Yeah, you... Belt up. What? And you...
I can't.
Well, force yourself.
No. Don't you, Ginger. A man's entitled to an app any time he fancies.
What?
Stop.
Stung me. What do you think this ship is? An emergency ward tenement?
Hi there, Johnsy.
Who's that? Blimey, that's Nunky. He's on the dock. Ha-ha. Still, it makes a change from being in the dock, doesn't it? Come aboard, you old fool. I've got news for you.
No, you haven't. I've already heard it.
Aye, perhaps he's the one who had us evicted, Chief.
Hardly, Johnson, hardly. You seem to forget that Nunky and I have had a little deal concerning coal and solid fuel. We've had that deal for years. We've kept his tug going on their lordship's kitchen nuts for years.
Yeah. Don't I know it? Every winter we all got chilblains while your Uncle Ebenezer sailed the seven seas on our steam.
Right, they are then. Not likely to be him, is it? No, but out of our ill, he won't get no kill. Look. Here. Well, no, I did notice a few hundred tons stacked down the number 5 dock. Very untidy, I thought it looked and all. Very untidy, Johnson.
Yeah, yes. That's it. Chilblains all round again.
I'll never get rid of it.
Johnson, for Pete's sake, take your friend and his explodable hooter below. Take him below before he has us all down with the puny monocles.
Aye, Chief. Come along, Sneezy. Blow for Fatso. I'll give you a drop of my mum in medicine.
Well, Johnsy boy, what you doing in dry dock anyway?
Well, having a refit.
Well, there's a liberty. Why didn't you fix it so Trout Bridge had a refit in my shipyard?
You're what? You haven't got room to fit a new painter on a dinghy there.
I'd have managed if the price was right, of course.
Then why don't you do a refit on that flaming tug of yours?
Don't be daft, I'm too expensive.
Well, it's not my fault you can't afford you, is it?
No, it's your auntie's. A silly old faggot joined the union. So now I have to pay her time and half every time she scrubs me decks.
You're in the rough altogether, aren't you, Nucky?
Why?
Well, your coal is going to cost more now, you know. I'll have to give Fatso a little something before he'll hunt the pillaging stuff from number five, Doc, won't I?
What sort of something? Sixpence, I suppose.
No. An air luminous watch. He just lost one.
Oh, has he? I'll bet that's the one you tried to flog Cousin Edbert half an hour ago.
Well, that news travels fast in our family, doesn't it?
One bit didn't.
Like what?
Like which one of us it was that got you off the island.
Yeah. Like another little bit.
What bit?
The bit about which one of us tipped Auntie off to join the union.
You traitor! I knew it was you. I'll have me own back. You see if I don't. I'll ruin you.
Curl just went up again. £2 a ton it is now.
You profit here. I'm glad I got you off the island.
So it was you. I knew it, right? This is war. Gloves off, lads, it's war.
I'll have you. I'll get me own back on you, see if I don't.
Oh, I'll see you don't, all right. Officer, call out the guard. Over there with the handcuffs. Yeah. Heard me, he's caught a spy. It's Matarari with a 5 o'clock shadow. Run him in, lads. Run him in.
You know, Mr. Phillips, this wardroom was never exactly the last word in luxury, but now we've lost our little bits of chintz and the photograph of Admiral Troutbridge. Looks rather like a condemned cabman's shelter.
Yes, it's funny how you get used to things in time, sir.
Well, we've got used to you. Wonder how much longer they'll be on this refit. I hope they're going to move on.
No, I expect they will, sir. Can't take much longer now. Then one of their chaps will pop his head round the door and say,
Excuse me, sir, but I think we're in the muck.
Yeah, exactly. He may... What?
We're up the creek with the Mr. Phillips, sir.
Look, that, nonsense. How can we be? We're in dry dock. I can't have hit anything.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, sir, but old Thunderguts is about to pay us a visit, sir, and he's his customary shade of puce.
More. You mean he's on the dockside?
Number one!
No, sir. Aboard and approaching downwind at a fine old turn of speed.
Number one, where are you?
In the cabman's shelter. In here, sir.
Ah, so there you are.
Is there something ever so slightly amiss, sir?
No, no. Mr. Phillips, is this your suitcase?
What? Oh, yes, so it is. Well, I call that jolly civil of you, sir, to carry it over for me. I wondered what I'd done with it.
Did you really?
Yes. Where did you find it, sir?
On the back seat of what's left of your car.
Oh, of course. I didn't collect it when I found I'd part with you.
Permission to go ashore, sir. My dear old white-haired mother's been struck down with the twinging screws. And she's still stuck in the doorway of the...
No.
Very delicate situation, sir, being stuck in the doorway of the...
No, Chief. And be quiet while Commander...
Captain.
Captain Povey is talking.
Captain Povey? For a minute, I thought you said...
Captain Povey.
Permission to buy myself out of the service. I've got dear old white-haired mother stuck in the doorway of...
No!
I wish I was dead.
Wardroom, Troutbridge, number one here.
Hello, this is a fairy princess trapped in the TARDIS, the Demon King there.
Yes, Heather, hang on. Commander Povey...
Captain?
Captain Povey, sir, it's your secretary.
Thank you. Hello, Commander Povey speaking.
Captain.
Thank you. Hello?
The Admiral's been on the phone, sir, and he's hopping mad.
The Admiral? Oh, no, what's happened?
Well, he can't get out of his office, and it's his turn to go home early.
Can't get out of his office? Why not?
Well, apparently there's an old motor car with no wings parked across the door, and he's trapped.
Oh, good grief.
He wants it moved at once, and he wants to know who is the steaming idiot who had it left there.
No, no.
Something wrong, sir?
No, no. Just that Mr. Phillips' car is parked across the Admiral's door and he can't get out, that's all.
Oh, lummy.
You may well say, oh, lummy, Mr. Phillips. He wants to know who was the steaming idiot who left it there.
Well, I didn't.
No, sir. In a manner of speaking, you did.
What? I don't care where they dump it so long as they get rid of it.
You said, sir.
Oh, what a shame.
Commander Toby?
What am I going to do? This is awful. I'm ruined.
Not yet, sir. It seems to me that there is one solution.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if you were unable to say for certain who the offending vehicle belonged to, I think it's quite possible we may not be able to remember a certain phone call you made to the police chief.
But this is blackmail.
I suppose it is. Captain Purvey.
My promotion, all right, I'll get ashore and sort it out.
And you won't forget to have Mr. Phillips' runabout repaired by maintenance, will you, sir?
Have it repaired by...
an unprovoked attack, it was, sir. An unprovoked... He was backed into by two stationary star cars. As witness for the persecution, I shall be happy.
All right. Now, I must get ashore.
You will, sir. I have a feeling you'll be lucky. If I didn't know better, I could swear we were afloat.
Afloat, sir?
Yeah. Yes, now that you mention it, sir, it does feel as if we,
All right, we are afloat. He's going green. Everybody on deck!
Oh, this is ludicrous. You're in dry dock, but how could you be afloat?
I know, sir, but...
Look, water. Water, sir. Look, gallons and gallons of it. We're afloat in a moot.
But good grief, the dock's filling.
Well, who the heck opened the valve?
I told you I'd get me own back.
Nunky, you perishing old fool. Bung the bung back in the old monkey. Off our plates are off. We'll go down like a stone. Man the boats, lads. Patrick's getting his boots wet. Oh, here, somebody fetch the plumber. Here, we're all going down. We'll get Ginger's puny monocles. Everybody's going down. And me dear old mother's still stuck in the...
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Abel Seaman Goldstein was Tony Levins, and Lieutenant Commander Stanton was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.